An agreement to improve policing in the city of Ferguson, Missouri may be close at hand. 16 months after a police officer shot and killed 18-year-old Michael Brown, touching off a national debate about race and police violence. Officials from the Department of Justice and the city of Ferguson have reportedly reached broad agreement on new training for police and a federal monitor to oversee improvements in the force. But Ferguson Mayor James Knowles has expressed a lot of concern about the cost. City finances have been depleted after the Justice Department, in a report back in March, demanded changes to the traffic court run by Ferguson Police, which trapped low-income residents in a cycle of increasingly unaffordable fines for routine traffic violations. Tori Russell is co-founder of Hands Up United, the protest group that was formed after Michael Brown's death. Tori, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Tori, from what you know, what do you like about this agreement?
I like what it sounds like. It sounds like they're beginning actual accountability. But the bad part is it's still just on paper.
Do you trust city officials to implement it or not?
No, I mean, of course not. Mayor Knowles still says there's no racism, there's no race problem in Ferguson, and he's been at the head of the negotiations. Along with other city council members, those people are still at the table, still negotiating, and a little of, you know, few activists and protesters and organizers at the table. My fear is, you know, just shenanigans, more cover-ups, and more just talk and dance and a pony show.
One of the sticking points is the cost of a federal police monitor, $350,000 for the first year, $225,000 reportedly afterwards. There's talk of a new local tax on residents to help pay for that. How's that going over?
It's not going over well. You know, if you talk to most of the renters, which are black people, or even some of the black homeowners, the people, they're really scuffling. And so the people who have been displaced through economics really are going to carry this heavy tax burden, not the city officials, not the federal government. It's always come down to poor working class people.
Tori, this is the federal government coming in to help oversee training, improved record keeping. I know you don't trust the local government to implement, but what about the feds?
You know, I would honestly say after a year of talking to the Department of Justice all over the country, meeting with them in D.C., meeting with them locally, you know, I come to realize that the Department of Justice really can't do anything for the people. All they have is recommendations. They can implement a couple of inquiries around information, but they really don't have any accountability measures. What we're seeing from Ferguson and the Department of Justice is a slap on the wrist. Mayor Knowles is still there. The police officers who helped tear gas, pepper spray, shoot people's eyes out, arrest people, track people alongside with the FBI and the federal government is still there. And so there's no real accountability for an institution. We're asking for not only institutional justice, but we're also asking for intimate and personal justice. And you see that in the DOJ report. A young lady named Kiana, who spent over 30 days in jail. She became homeless. She's a mother of two. She lost her car all over because of a traffic signal and not putting her blinker on early enough. She became homeless.
Mm-hmm. Tori, I get that you're skeptical of federal or local oversight. So what specifically would you like to see in terms of police oversight and accountability?
I would say the first thing that we asked for last year, which is body cameras. I know body cameras may not be the end goal, but right now we see that through these videos and when they go viral, cameras are really playing a part. So body cameras is the first, making these officers live in the community and allowing people in the community to run these programs and services to really fund this education and these jobs trainings and things like that.
Tori, you've called Michael Brown's death a Selma moment for your generation. And since Brown's death, there have been other African-Americans killed by police officers in high-profile cases around the country, including Eric Garner in New York, Laquan McDonald in Chicago, and others. How has this year changed you personally?
It let me know that Ferguson is not an isolated incident. We want real systemic change, not only here, but in Baltimore and all across this country. And what we're saying is we are now in a position that the grassroots will finally rise up and be at the tables. And so if the tables do not have these people in them, the tables are not valid.
Tori Russell is one of the founders of Hands Up United, the group in Ferguson, Missouri, that was formed after the death of Michael Brown. Thanks for joining us, Tori.
Thanks for having me.